Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
With Renault's award-winning hybrid and full electric lineup, where style meets tech. Rethink Renault.
This is News Talk.
To Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. Coming up over the next hour, 1 year on from the launch of Amazon.ie, we'll hear from the country lead on the uptake, supporting Irish businesses and speeding up delivery. As always, you can email the show techtalk@newstalk.com or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. Now, after many years of many customers crying out for it, Amazon officially launched an Irish site this time last year. The arrival of Amazon.ie caused a bit of controversy with concerns over the impact it would continue to have on Irish businesses. But we are now 12 months on, so what impact has the business had, not only for its consumers, but also for some of those Irish businesses? I'm joined now by Alison Dunn of Amazon Ireland. Alison, it's great to chat with you. This time last year, people were starting to see rumblings of Amazon.ie. It was a long time coming. It was one of the most common questions I was asked all of the time on the Pat Kenny Show. When are we getting our version of Amazon? A year on now, how has it been?
Yeah, it's funny. And actually, it's a point of reflection for us, because I was just thinking this time last year, we were sitting in rooms and on calls with people from all over the world. And I was just thinking, this is so important. We cannot get this wrong for Ireland. So it's been an incredible year. So I'm so excited to talk to you and tell you about how it's been going. But it's mad to think that it's already been a year.
Yeah, it's wild. The time just seems to go by quite quickly. And what I have found really interesting, just anecdotally talking to friends and colleagues and so on, is how it's gone from Amazon to Amazon.ie. In people's brains, people just have it embedded now that it's there. In terms of habits and so on, because I think some people were a little bit confused initially when it launched about shimmying over from the .co.uk or maybe the .de version to the .ie version. Do we have any stats or insights into how many people actually moved their accounts across to the Irish version?
Yeah, it's funny. There's like a misconception about how easy it is to just spin up a website and put a .ie at the end of it. And we know from experience now that it's a much harder task than just that. So we actually built it from the ground up. So the whole Irish website is built with the intention of serving Ireland. So within that, we talked about like, how do we optimize for delivery speeds in Ireland? How do we think about Irish pricing and the specific products that Irish people are going to search and want to buy? So we did a lot of research and a lot of planning in the lead up to that to make sure that we were designing the right store. So it's not just a shift over of the Amazon.co.uk store, for example. It's been highly optimized to be in Euro pricing with no taxes, and all of the products that you explore on the website are shippable to the customer, because sometimes people would have that problem before. So in terms of the adoption, so we're very happy with the adoption. So we've been really happy with how well the local store has been received by Irish people. So we don't share exact figures on how many people are using the site, but you can look externally at traffic sources, for example, and you'll see that the Amazon.ie site is the highest trafficked retailer in Ireland at the moment and has been for a couple of months consecutively.
One of the things that jumped out at me at the time of the launch was the emphasis on small Irish retailers using Amazon.ie to sell their products, because there has been, and there's no two ways about it, there has been a bit of a backlash or a bit of sort of uncomfortableness when it comes to Amazon in relation to the impact it has on small Irish businesses. Is that something that was just done for the launch, or has have those relationships maintained with the smaller retailers?
Yeah, so I think like from our perspective, although Amazon is a big retailer, we're also a marketplace. So more than 60% of our sales globally come through the marketplace. So it's a huge priority for us to be supporting local businesses. And me personally, as an Irish person, it's incredibly important to me to be supporting Irish businesses. So we're really proud of the Irish business story on Amazon. So like, Irish businesses are phenomenal in terms of aiming high and punching above their weight. And we've seen that the Irish businesses have sold more than 180 million in export sales through Amazon. So once we can support them in getting onboarded, they have access to the world. It's almost like a launch pad to multiple different markets, multiple storefronts, and those relationships are really strong. So we've had amazing progress more recently with some of the newer brands. Like we have Spotlight Oral Care on site now. We have All Real Nutrition, and we have big brands like Tato. You can get Bowron's and Tin Whistles from Walton's Music. And there's just so many amazing Irish brands. And we see, one of the things that I've been so impressed and kind of pleasantly surprised by is the Irish consumer behavior, because I've worked in retail for well over a decade and I studied retail, and I was really fascinated to dive into the Irish customer behavior and see exactly what they're buying. And we always had a strong instinct that Irish people would support local, but what comes through very clearly is that those Irish brands are incredibly important to Irish people, and particularly at the very high kind of deal event moments when people come on the site, they actually go in and look for those Irish brands first, and we see them converting into the Irish brands. So I think it's something that we're really proud of, and the account management team here work directly with Irish businesses to support them, both understanding how they can list in Ireland, but then also reach those other marketplaces abroad. So like, it's amazing to think that there's somebody in Cork, for example, who's selling in like Germany or New York, and the stats are amazing. There's a product being sold every 10 minutes. So even while we're talking, probably somebody in Galway might be making a sale to anywhere in the world. It's phenomenal.
One of the things that a lot of people were excited about with the launch of the Irish site was the quicker delivery. And that has transpired in a lot of instances, not all instances. But can you just explain to people how the operation works? Because if you've driven, no, I don't drive, so I don't know any of the roads, but the road where the big Amazon thing is, that exists. It's massive. There are a ton of products in there, but not everything comes from there. So can you just explain how that works?
Yeah, you're right. And delivery speeds is one of Amazon's like core pillars that we really want to be able to get right for customers. And I think when we think about it from a convenience perspective, it really brings a lot of value to people's lives. Like even myself personally, like I'm a busy person and I've got two young kids. Like I can't always make it out to the shop during opening hours. So I leverage online an awful lot, and I'm probably Amazon IE's biggest customer. But in terms of like how it actually works and what we store, so I think you've actually been out to that warehouse out in Baldonnell. So we have that big warehouse out in Baldonnell, and that's bringing world-class logistics to Ireland. So that's Amazon's first warehouse here. But we also have delivery stations. So we have two delivery stations, and then we have a 5-year partnership with Unpost, which was incredibly important to us to be able to make sure that we can reach all air codes nationally. And within that, so when the site launched, we were able to figure out what exactly Irish people needed and make sure that that was in the building for people. So that's something that's constantly being optimized. And we've seen some remarkable improvements in our speed since launching the site, and that's coming from that building. So we had one incredible example actually where somebody ordered at 2 a.m. I'm sure we've all been there where either you have insomnia or you might be doing night feeds or something and you can't sleep and you just place an order. So somebody ordered at 2 a.m. and it was delivered by 10 a.m. from that building. So before their morning coffee, they had their item on their doorstep. So that's something that we're proud of in terms of how much progress we've made since the site launched, but also it's something that we're really passionate about improving this year in our second year of operations and continuing some of the great learnings that we have on what products we need to place locally on the island so that we can make sure we're getting those one day and next day speeds.
Yeah, I was out a number of years ago now, and it was fascinating. Every single element of it intrigued me, from where the big trucks come in to bring the products in, how they're laid out, the grid system that the pickers use, the devices that they use, the scanning to make sure that it's right, being prompted by the device to tell you what envelope or box to use so you're not creating too much waste. From a technological point of view, it is remarkable. And I suppose I am really interested in how often do ye reassess what's coming in? So as we approach summer, for example, will a shelf that currently has, you know, the remnants of Christmas jumpers be swapped out for paddling pools to make sure that that's happening a bit quicker?
Yeah, and you're right. It is absolutely phenomenal how many things are optimized in there. Like it could be its own documentary. I always think that. But in terms of our kind of logistics and how we plan and forward buy for what we think is going to be, say, a seasonal stock or something where we see high demand, our systems are incredibly smart. So we've been operating for over 20 years in Ireland alone. So we have a good trend on what people buy. We also take signals from other marketplaces to see what's trending. And then within our systems, like a lot of it is done automatically. And then we also have people on the ground who are checking things, making sure the right orders are being placed. And I think one of the things with Ireland that we know is that we are an island and we have to factor in, like, for example, if something's coming from the UK, we might have to factor in customs clearance. If something's coming from somewhere, Frankfurt, for example, we have to factor in sea lanes and ferry time schedules and things like that. So our team has gotten very smart on understanding the topology of Ireland, what needs to happen from a European perspective to make sure that we can have the right products for when that person clicks.
Mm. Yeah, it is. As somebody who loves logistics and data and all that sort of stuff, it was just, it's mind-blowing to see it in action. You referenced the partnership with OnPost, which, again, as a customer, I've noticed sometimes my postman will drop stuff in, which is great. How many drivers does Amazon have? And are the drivers that go around in the Amazon vans, are they Amazon staff or are they contractors? So what way does that work?
Yeah, so the operation side of the fence is incredibly complex. So, for example, that building that we were just talking about, that's our warehouse. That's over 500 people in that warehouse alone. And that flexes up and down depending on peak demand. So, for example, at Christmas, we would add a huge amount more staff. It's the same with our delivery drivers. So we work with third party delivery drivers. And depending on what time of year it is, we will dial up or down, dial down how many people are working there. And actually, just recently, I went out on a run with one of the delivery drivers and we went up to Kildare. And I could see the systems that they were using and kind of some of the challenges that they have when they go and try and drop a parcel at a gate, for example, that sometimes the air code brings them and there's no actual gate and they have to do the round robin to find where they're supposed to go. So it's really fascinating. That last mile piece is really fascinating on how, when it leaves our warehouse, how it actually gets to customers. But we have very sophisticated systems that the drivers are using, and we work with these very established third party drivers. Mm-hmm.
One thing that people will be aware of is some of the anecdotes or some of the reporting that has come out of other Amazon operations around the world in terms of worker conditions and so on. What can you tell us about the people who work, the 500 people who work in the warehouse that goes up and down, and then the contractors who you utilise for that last mile delivery?
Yeah, well, like I said, like, you've been out to the warehouse and I think you've seen it. It's actually very modern in technology and in terms of workplace and how it's set up. And similar with our drivers, they work for third parties who are vetted, and everything is made sure that the conditions are very good. But we're incredibly proud of our employment for the operations staff. So, like, for example, Amazon pays $16.45 an hour, which is way above standard living wage. And I think it equates to something like $34,200 for an annual salary. And then within that, they also get access to employee shares, they get employee discount codes, they get pensions, like benefits, private insurance. So for us, it's incredibly important that people feel the value of working for Amazon when they come into these roles. And there's also a huge amount of investment in them as individuals. So we have programs for career development. So we have some amazing stories, actually, where people sign up to do kind of a medical course, which is completely unrelated to their operations background. And Amazon supports paying the fees for their courses, and they can do it and take some time back to be able to carve that into their role. So I think we're really proud of our operations staff. And the feedback that we get from them is that they're very happy. We even have cases where full families are working there, like a mother and son, a husband and wife. And I think that's testament to people recommending it as a good place to work.
Mm. We were talking about the delivery there. One thing that often crops up as well is drone delivery. Is that something that's on the horizon here in Ireland? Because we do have the little Bohareens that can be harder to reach by a van or a truck.
That's true. Yeah. So like, it's not in our immediate plan. So I don't have any news to share on the Ireland drone. But there's lots of interesting things happening globally. So I'd keep an eye on Europe, because there could be some stuff happening there very soon.
It's exciting. And talking of stuff happening, just this week, it was announced that we at long last have an Irish voice for the Ring doorbell. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, it's amazing. So we had Isabel Nikialig, who's Gaelgor. She's from Dublin, but she has always spoken Irish and went to Irish schools. And she, I love her story. It's so amazing. She was just walking through the shopping centre in Eyre Square. She lives in Galway now. And she saw the Ring Voice of Nation booth. And her friends like just decided to give it a go. And she's now the Irish speaking voice for Ring. So if you like, as of yesterday, you can change the functions in your Ring app and go in and put her speaking Osgailga, so that if you miss a package or something, you can send a voice note in Irish to them. But I think for us more broadly, these initiatives are the exact type of things that I'm very passionate about, to make sure that like we have a huge opportunity as a multinational in Ireland to make it genuinely Irish. So
yeah.
I love that we were able to do this with the Irish language, which we know is important for us to be able to keep it alive a little bit. It's much more than just translation to be able to actually have somebody Irish speaking it. And then we also did a very cool partnership with Aisling B on our Alexa device. I don't know if you saw that, but she's teaching Alexa all of these very Irish phrases like acting the maggot or what's the crack. And that's something very unique to Ireland, and it kind of brings a smile to people's faces. So we're doing as much as we can to connect with Irish people, both from our consumer products, but also in how we serve our communities and charities. So that's something we're very proud of, is some of the work we've done with, for example, Friends of the Elderly from a charity perspective. We launched the Regional Creatives Fund, where we're supporting creative charities and initiatives in Ireland. And then we've got a big partnership with the GAA now, where we did a program called Glorna Nóg, which is Voice of the Youth. So that was where we went out and spoke to young people, and they gave us their sentiment on their clubs and their communities and what it brought to them. And then we were able to donate to those clubs. So that's directly giving back to communities nationwide across Ireland. And I think that speaks to our broader strategy, is that we are here now and we want to be a force for good for Ireland. So that's for customers through a great customer experience, through businesses by supporting those Irish businesses, and through the community initiatives that we're now able to do.
My final question is about the future. So, like, we're a year on from the launch of the Amazon.ie, which is great. Are there ambitions to continue to increase the footprint in Ireland and to speed up those deliveries, to speed up or to enhance the number of products that are stored here, so that customers can get, like, my sister lives in York. And if she orders nappies for her son at 7 o'clock at night, they're there first thing the next morning, and it's the dream. Are we going to get to that stage here in Ireland?
Yeah, so I think, like I said, we made a commitment this time last year that we were going to earn the trust of Irish people through the Irish site. And we've started to do that through incredible delivery speeds, through having very clear prices in euro. And we launched with 200 million products this time last year, and we're well into the several hundred millions now. So it's significantly more than that. And I think for us, we talk about like the customer impact and wanting to make sure that we're making customers' lives easier. And that's going to continue to be our like single focus. So delivery speeds is incredibly important to us. So we will continue to optimize that building in Baldonnell to be able to serve Irish customers better. And we even look at it at a regional level. So it's so fascinating when you drill down into it to see the Irish customer behavior across different counties, for example, or what people are actually looking for. And Irish people are very practical, is what we've learned. So people are using it for like serving their tech needs, like getting USBs or micro SDs. Like instant camera film seems to be a really big top seller across Ireland. But then at a county specific level, for example, Limerick is mad for sports. So there's always sports products or Irish flags in the top sellers for Limerick products. And then in the likes of Galway, for example, the biggest top seller is these dehumidifier bags, which I think speaks to Ireland more broadly about kind of maybe the west of Ireland being notoriously wet. But we know these customer trends now. We have a lot more insight on what customers are using Amazon for in Ireland. And we're just going to continue to optimize on that to make sure that we're getting smarter on how we serve those customers.
Great stuff. Well, Alison Dunn, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time and for joining me here on News Talk. I would love to hear from small businesses in this country. Are you one of the small businesses that is now utilising Amazon.ie to get your products to a bigger, more diverse customer base? How have you found it? You can email me techtalk@newstalk.com. I am someone who uses Amazon, particularly for tech stuff. You know, very often you need a specific cable. And with the loss of Argos, it's I find it harder and harder to come by the bits that I'm looking for, particularly older tech. But yeah, that's just me. That's just me. Right, when we come back here on News Talk, talking of where I spend my money, we're going to find out more about the digital euro. Stay tuned.